What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 14th, 2022, and sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday, sure happy it's Thursday. It's another very busy news day, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about here before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. So let's get right on into it. Mike is in our control room taking care of business. And getting on to Joe Biden, things are not looking good for him at all. There's yet another poll out there. This is Yahoo News YouGov. Just 18% of Americans want Joe Biden to make another run in 2024. And, you know, even Democrats are admitting it might be best for Biden to pass on a second term because he's got so many liabilities right now. And, of course, Biden's very upset and unhappy about that. At one point, it was reported that he misread the poll numbers and thought it was 18% of Americans didn't want him to run for a second term and that everybody else, you know, did. And they had to sort of tap him on the shoulder and say, no, that's not exactly what's going on here. Joe had a little bit of a meltdown there, and the White House is trying to calm him down. But the majority of voters are saying it's time for Biden to consider permanently retiring here. Interestingly enough, Bill Kristol, who's a never-Trumper, and he founded and edited the neoconservative online magazine, The Weekly Standard, is a fierce critic of Donald Trump here. But now he has turned on Joe Biden and says there needs to be a new Democrat running in 2024. And I wonder if he's already picked one out, like maybe Hillary Clinton. I mean, these are the signs we're seeing. They're going to get rid of Biden and give Hillary another shot at the White House. And from the Democrats' point of view, they don't really have anybody else positioned that anybody really likes. I mean, they're even throwing Michelle Obama into the mix. And I don't know how much traction they think she's going to get. But, you know, maybe it won't matter. They're planning on stealing this election anyway. Now, Chris McCullough, a lifelong Democrat and a former Biden voter, went on Fox News and said that if Biden does run in 2024, he will vote for the Republican candidate. I mean, that's how bad it is getting out there. Meanwhile, over at 4chan, they are dumping more and more information extracted from Hunter Biden's iCloud backup of all his electronic devices. Now, they keep talking about a backup of Hunter Biden's iPhone, but the backups actually cover even more devices, including an iPad shared with another member of the family. And there's a lot of stuff to wade through. There's sex and drugs and rock and roll and some really gross stuff I'm not even going to get into here. Arguments with Hallie Biden, his dead brother's wife, with whom he was actually having a relationship. After his brother died, Hunter Biden went after the widow. And I don't know. It's going to console the widow a little bit, I think, but it's kind of tacky in my book to do that sort of thing. So, you know, that may just be me here. Now, as more and more evidence surfaces of Hunter Biden's crack cocaine problem, including that recent video showing him actually weighing out the crack here, the Washington Post actually came on out with an article claiming that new studies show moderate crack cocaine use is not a cause for concern. So the president's son is doing crack. It's not that big a deal. Of course, if you're caught doing crack, you're going to go to jail. But it is almost shameful how the corporate media is covering for the first family here, you know, in all of this behavior. And Joe Biden is back to his old tricks again. He was out. They let him on a bicycle again. I don't know if they put training wheels on it or not. But he was out on the bike trail and meeting some people. And somebody had a cell phone camera on him. And once again, he's like sniffing this young girl and whispering in her ear. And, you know, it's you know, Joe, do you understand this is not really looking good? It's certainly not presidential. And it would kind of be nice if you would stop doing that where everybody can see it. Okay, so let's do that. Now then, there's a lot of redistricting going on here. And according to Axios, 17 former swing districts out of a total of 90 in 2021 are now leaning Republicans after the district lines were redrawn. And these are down in Texas. And it's another indicator that the nation is pushing red because they're just fed up with the liberal Democrats and all their nonsense about LGBTQ and all the rest of that stuff here. Now, there is a new group out there, and they're trying to disqualify Donald Trump from running in 2024. We know that's the goal of the January 6th witch hunt. They're trying to label Trump as an insurrectionist, and he's not going to get his day in court, but they're going to say he's an insurrectionist, and under the 14th Amendment, he can't run. And, you know, the Democrats are clearly afraid of Donald Trump. They're mounting all of these hoaxes and these efforts. They're flooding radio shows like this one with obvious shill callers trying to bash Donald Trump and saying, oh, he's terrible. So they're very, very much afraid of him at this point. It's very, very obvious here. As I mentioned before, and this is an article out of the American Thinkers, Michelle Obama is considering a run for president in 2024, which I guess would turn out to be Barack's fourth term in office where she installed. So, and again, you know, with all due respect to Michelle Obama, I don't think she's really qualified for the job, but then neither is that Democrat who was twerking on her head, you know, but... our political class is really deteriorating right before our eyes here. Okay, now there is a pro-Clinton super PAC is going to spend millions of dollars in the final 4 weeks of the Arizona Republican primary for governor against Trump-endorsed Carrie Lake, who so far right now is doing very well in the polls. But establishment rhino Corinne Taylor Robson and her elitist friends are trying to buy the 2022 Arizona gubernatorial election in order to further enrich themselves and expand their power. And the corruption is just on full display for everybody to see. Now, getting on back to that January 6th committee, witch hunt, fishing expedition, whatever you want to call it, following that embarrassing testimony that was basically hearsay, that lady got up there and said, well, I had a friend who said his friend heard a clerk overhear somebody else that Trump was behind, you know, would not be admissible in court, and turned out the witness was not credible. The January 6th committee, two members of the January 6th committee have admitted in two separate interviews the committee doesn't even try and verify any of the witnesses' outrageous claims. They just want them out there on the camera, on the microphone. They're not interested on whether the information is accurate or not. They're not verifying it. They're not calling witnesses to corroborate any of it. It's just if you're saying what they want to hear, you're going to get your 15 minutes of fame on TV. Now, remember Liz Cheney's smoking gun witness? This was former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson's interview on June 28th. Which was the hearsay, I heard somebody say somebody who overheard somebody. And on close scrutiny, the so-called facts in her testimony just did not add up. At one point, it was revealed she was absolutely lying about a note that she claimed she had written that was written by somebody else. And Again, it's, you know, the January 6th committee is not interested in facts and truth. They are there to tarnish Donald Trump to try and keep him from running in 2024. You can smell the panic over the Democrats, over the possibility that Trump is going to come back in 2024, because he's very popular. He draws huge crowds to his rallies, and he's got the added imprimatur of the most of the country knowing that the presidency was stolen from him, and people's natural sense of justice is saying that has to be, remedied by getting him back in the White House. And I'm sure that Trump has learned a very hard lesson during his first term in office about, you know, having people around you that you really know who they are and know what they stand for. He has learned just how dirty Washington politics is going to get. And I don't think he'll be the same president the second time that he was the first time, because he was dangerously naive. You know, he came in from the world of business, thought politics was going to operate the same way. No, not even close. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now on video, it's all over social media, admitting that, yes, the Capitol Police held the doors open for the protesters on January 6th. Okay, so this whole idea of, oh, they broke into the Capitol building. No, the cops held the doors open, beckoned them in, led them like lambs to the slaughter to this staged incident here. Now, the other day, we reported on how the New York Times came on out with this puff piece trying to defuse the Ray Epps controversy. And now, Ray Epps, if you remember, was this guy, didn't even show up at the Trump rally. He was just out there at the crowd saying, you've got to go in the Capitol building, you've got to go in the Capitol building. And everybody knew who he was because the crowd around him was shouting, Fed, 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 Fed. And, he was on video, he's never been arrested, never been questioned, just goes about his life while the other protesters are locked up in jail. And so the New York Times comes on out and says, well, you know, Ray Epps is just an ordinary person. He's a victim of a conspiracy theory. And so they're trying as hard as they can to take public attention off of Ray Epps. And unfortunately, it's got the banned in Boston effect, because now everybody is saying if the New York Times is trying to protect Ray Epps, there's something there that needs to be looked at. So I think they made the problem worse rather than better. And there's a new poll from the Morning Consult out there and found that, while about 30% of all voters had heard a lot about the Hutchinson testimony at the January 6th committee, the vast majority just don't care. And remember when they started televising those hearings, nobody was tuning in. They had terrible audience numbers. It was so bad that at one point NBC stopped the live coverage of the January 6th hearings and went to golf. I mean, that's how bad it was. Now, getting on back to Josh Hawley, and he's really raising a bit of a stink really got into it with this University of California at Berkeley professor who accused him of violence against transgender. And this thing just blew up and blew up and blew up. And Josh Hawley is saying this kind of nonsense about how men can get pregnant and everything is why Americans are running away from the Democrats, because they're just coming across as a bunch of crazy, Fruit Loops, Looney Tunes, whatever you want to call them. And it is. It's utter nonsense. And the liberals are absolutely convinced that they can convince you there's 3,622 genders and you are obligated to use the correct one. The vast majority of Americans are saying, no, there's men, there's women. And there's some confused people over here, but we're not going to pay attention to them. And this is why the Democratic Party is in trouble. They have moved so far to the left that they're no longer really seen as relevant to the majority of the American people. They're self-destructing. They really are. Now, getting back onto that topic of abortion, this is a really horrible story. This happened in Minnesota back in 2021, and according to a state health report, there were several live babies that were left to simply die because they were born alive during botched abortions. Okay? These botched abortion procedures resulted in the birth of live infants in five separate incidents. Life-saving measures were not used on any of them. Two of the infants were pre-viable and were left to die with no attempt to save their lives. Okay? And, I mean, talk about heartless stuff. Now, you know, in this country, it's against the law to damage an eagle's egg. You can go to jail for that. Okay? The same thing for piping plover eggs. They're protected by federal law. Loggerhead sea turtle eggs are protected by federal law. Humpback chub eggs are protected by law. Human fetuses, no luck. You are on your own. And it's kind of upsetting when you realize the government values the unborn of these other animals much more highly than your unborn. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wrote a letter with fellow Congressman Ted Lieu of California to the Senate Judiciary Committee, calling for them to make an official choice if U.S. Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch lied when they were being asked about Roe versus Wade in their confirmation hearings. And she's trying to make the case that they knew back then at the confirmation hearings that they were going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Of course, the case had not hit the Supreme Court by that period. But Alexandria is out there saying they should be impeached. They should be thrown off the bench. We should put in a couple of good liberal judges there and rehear the case on Roe versus Wade, which tells us a couple of things. One, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't know when to quit, and she doesn't really understand the law. Okay. Now, former CIA director and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday called for the criminal prosecution of sources who spoke to Yahoo News for a story detailing how the CIA in 2017 was considering kidnapping Julian Assange or possibly even assassinating him. And Mike Pompeo is just really upset that you, the American people, have found out that the CIA does things like that. And he wants everybody who, gave information about this story, they should be prosecuted. You know, they're revealing, you know, state secrets. Well, you know, assassination is, I think it's still technically illegal under U.S. law here. But I guess the attitude of the CIA is we are above the law and don't you dare mess with us. Look what happened to John F. Kennedy here. Okay, do you remember Katie Hill? She was this former Democratic representative, and she had a sex scandal involving her former husband and a former staffer that involved nude photos, sex photos, and cost her office. She has now been forced to file for bankruptcy. You know, and I look at stories like this. Can we not do better for leadership in this country? You know, it's like Washington, D.C. is a giant frat house, you know, and they've all got bottles of scotch here. Now, a group of Republican lawmakers is demanding the Committee on Oversight and Reform investigate the allegations of election fraud made in the documentary 2000 Mules. And this is Representative Andy Biggs is leading this, and he says the film documents activities that raise serious questions about potential widespread coordinated efforts to illegally harvest and cast votes. And would love to see something happen from that, but, you know, the system is always going to protect itself. We're seeing that time and again. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Oh, Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and in the ongoing saga of Twitter, Twitter is now moving ahead with suing Elon Musk for backing out of his plan to acquire the social network. And it's been kind of a weird story. Elon Musk says, I'm going to buy Twitter. And Twitter says, no, you're not. We're going to go on censoring people. And it goes back and forth. And then finally, there's an agreement. And then Elon Musk takes a closer look and realizes Twitter has lied to him about the number of real users. And so Elon Musk says, well, Twitter isn't worth the price Twitter says it is. And I want to lower the price. And Twitter said, no, we're not going to do that. So Elon Musk says, well, I'm not going to waste my money, you know, buying a bunch of bots and phantom accounts. And now Twitter is saying, yes, you will pay the full price. And this may blow back on them because it means that Elon Musk will be able to present in a court of law the evidence that significant numbers of Twitter's users are bots and automated accounts and ghost accounts and various other propagandistic tools and tricks and so forth. All right, let's get into COVID. It's still out there. They're still pounding on. There's a new Omicron variant that they're wagging at us saying, oh, this will be worse than it was before. Yeah. Tell us that one about Saddam's nuclear weapons. We really enjoy that one here. Anyway, story coming on out of Investment Watch blog. Newly obtained emails confirm that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention changed their definitions for vaccine and vaccinated, okay, because the existing definitions didn't seem to apply to the COVID-19 vaccines, okay? The definition of vaccines and vaccinated were problematic. And people were saying, well, the COVID-19 vaccine isn't working, and therefore it's not a vaccine. So rather than fix the problem with the vaccine, the CDC changed the definition. Remember when it used to be, you know, a vaccine would render you immune from a disease, and then they fudged it and said, well, it'll increase your protection against it, but we don't guarantee you're not going to get the disease anyway. And, of course, now we have a situation where people who are vaccinated are more likely to come down with COVID than those who are not here. All right. Now, Anthony Fauci, double jab, boosted, masked, whatever, is now out there saying that COVID-19 vaccines do not protect against infection overly well, primarily because it didn't protect him. He came down with COVID. And so even Dr. Fauci is saying, well, you know, it didn't work out all that well, but, you know, we got your money, so it's all for the better here. This one really bothers me. This is coming out of Steve Kirsch at Substack, where all of a sudden doctors are starting to report 2- and 3-year-old kids just after getting the COVID vaccine are being hit with seizures and strange rashes. And the doctors can't figure out what's causing the seizures. You know, couldn't possibly be the vaccine because those have been declared safe and effective. And if you argue with that, you can lose your medical license. But, yeah, I'm sorry. Seizures are something that 2- and 3-year-olds just don't get. Okay? So there's something going on there. Now, this being an election year, and the Democrats, desperate for anything they can point to get reelected, they're now getting on the issue of health premiums. Because as the American people get sicker and sicker from all this wonderful miracles from pharmaceutical industries, the health premiums on your insurance are going up. And now the Democrats are taking a stand saying, we're going to prevent the spike in health insurance premiums, at least until after the midterms. So please vote for us. You know, forget about the economy. Forget about Ukraine. Forget about Afghanistan. Forget about Biden. Just vote us on and we'll take care of you as well as we always have. All righty. Getting into the international news now. Russian forces have entered Siversk and Soledar in the Donetsk People's Republic. And the reports were confirmed by the DPR Interior Ministry officials. And this is Russia's O grouping. They deployed in the north of the DPR. They destroyed the last stronghold of the armed forces of Ukraine on the western outskirts of, I'm not even going to try and pronounce this one, and headed towards Siversk from the eastern direction. And again, Russia is gaining. There is no way of denying the fact that Russia is winning this despite all the billions and billions and billions. We need to bring back Carl Sagan. Billions and billions of dollars poured into the cosmos or whatever. And we're getting more reports of atrocities being committed by the Ukrainians. And again, knowing that everybody lies during wartime, but this is coming out of the Russian Ministry of Defense. Ukrainian militants forced mothers and newborns out of a maternity ward in the southern Odessa region, and apparently assaulted the staff. They wanted to use the building for a military facility. You got to take a break. Commercials will be back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about the international news and specifically about the ongoing situation in Ukraine. And article coming on out of Aleppo News is basically confirming what we already suspected anyway. The United States is providing Kiev with intelligence on Donbass targets. And this is basically saying, yes, the U.S. is actively involved in this war in Ukraine while trying to pretend that they're just sitting on the outside and just sending in money and weapons. And speaking at a media briefing in Moscow, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said the Ukrainian forces have used U.S.-supplied multiple launch rocket systems, HIMARS, on all fronts of late. And she added that Washington has been actively sharing intelligence on targets with Kiev and has even unofficially dispatched instructors who were helping representatives of the Kiev regime to aim correctly. So, it's, forget the rhetoric. Yeah, the U.S. is getting into a war with Russia, and it's not going to end very well, in my opinion here. Meanwhile, again, Aleppo News, the European Union is trying to clarify their stance regarding the blockade up in Kaliningrad, basically saying that it is limited to sanctioned goods. okay, so that some materials can get through, but things related to war, you know, cannot. So they're trying to sort of back off and say it's not a total blockade. It's just, you know, only sanctioned goods are being blocked here. Now, on Russian state TV, they sounded a warning that the war in Ukraine could extend into Poland if the United States continued to supply weapons to Ukraine. And this was a broadcast on Russia's Channel 1. They have a show also called 60 Minutes here. And Olga Skabayeva made the veiled warning, saying if the West continued to send military weapons to Ukraine, the conflict could intensify. If, God forbid, Americans deliver missiles that can travel 186 miles, then we simply cannot stop. We'll go all the way to Warsaw. Okay, so it's getting tense there. It really is here. Meanwhile, according to military expert Vladimir Avsiev, if Russia declares war on Ukraine, Moscow will have the right to declare a full mobilization, revise their nation's budget in order to shift more money to the military, and declare martial law in the liberated regions of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic. And so to this point, this is a special military operation. It is not a declared war. If war is declared, the ground rules are definitely going to change. Meanwhile, the Democrats are demanding yet more money for Ukraine. They want $650 billion with a B. In IMF aid for the Ukraine in the form of special drawing rights, which it still all comes down to taking money from people and giving it to the war machine. Meanwhile, Ukraine has cut off diplomatic relations with North Korea. Okay, this was after Pyongyang recognized the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic. And, yeah, I could understand why Ukraine would be upset over that, because the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republic, if enough nations recognize them as sovereign states, then the argument is they are sovereign states. Okay, over in Austria, there is a candidate running for president. He's a member of the Austrian Freedom Party, Walter Rosenkrantz, and said that if he's elected president of Austria, they would not rule out Austria leaving the European Union. So first there was Brexit, now there may be A-exit or Aus-exit. But yeah, more and more of the European Union countries are not at all happy with the way this has all come down. And mostly because they thought they were going to be a loose confederation of nations and pretty much be left to themselves. There was going to be, you know, passport-free travel within the Union and a common currency. But Brussels has been aggregating more and more authority and control to itself. And the other nations are not happy about that at all. There's talking many of the EU nations about leaving. France is talking about it. Italy's talking about it. Okay, now getting on back to New York City, they're drawing a little bit of criticism and some mild amusement here because of this public service announcement video that advises residents what to do after a nuclear attack on New York City. And some people are saying this could be a Babylon Bee parody because the advice they're giving out just doesn't make any sense. This PSA advises residents following a nuclear attack to go into buildings, undress, shampoo, wash yourself off with a bunch of soap to decontaminate, and then stay indoors until directed what to do by government media sources. Okay, now this is all assuming that the buildings are still standing, the running water still works, the power is still on, and the internet and broadcast media are still operating, none of which is likely to be the case following an actual nuclear attack. Well, New York City's Emergency Management Office is now on the defensive following this rather ridiculous announcement, and they're defending the PSA, saying the advertisement was meant to spread awareness of how to survive a nuclear attack in the event a nuclear weapon was aimed at New York. And yes, in the event of a full-on nuclear war, yeah, there'll be a bomb aimed at New York City and San Francisco and Los Angeles as part of the third strike. They won't go for the population center's first strike, but definitely on the third strike here. And I don't think we needed a PSA to be aware of that possibility as Biden keeps pushing harder and harder. Now, speaking of Biden, he's on his whirlwind tour of the Middle East, and again, they really should keep him locked up in the White House basement, because every time he opens its mouth, more idiocy comes on out. And he was in Israel yesterday and made a comment saying it's important to bear witness to the honor of the Holocaust. Okay? And yeah, a lot of people got very, very upset about that. And Biden was wearing his little yarmulke and made that little comment. And then once again had to be sort of directed where he was going to go. He turned, he had his hand out to shake hands with somebody who wasn't there, and literally was led over to the chair where he was going to be sitting. I mean, it's embarrassing, you know, watching this happen. Anyway, Biden is going to sign a U.S.-Israel strategic cooperation agreement during his visit, and this is going to focus on the areas of climate, preparedness for epidemics, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing. Okay, so they're moving forward on that one. Quantum computing sounds really great, but so far every quantum computer that has hit the market has turned out to really not have that superior a performance. You know, like connection machines, there's a certain class of problems they're absolutely brilliant at, but in general applications, no, it really doesn't here. Over in Syria, they're blaming Biden for the ongoing Mideast tensions and saying it's all the fault of Washington, D.C. And they're saying Biden is trying to destabilize the region and carry out more plundering, which sparks inflation and fuel shortages. This from Nader Hassoud, a resident of Al-Hasaka. He said, "We lived well before the U.S. intervention, but now everything has been ruined." Well, welcome to the club. You know, every place the U.S. intervenes gets trashed. It really does. Meanwhile, the Secretary General of Hezbollah warned yesterday, they warned Israel and the United States that if Lebanon is prevented from extracting its maritime resources, Israel will not be able to sell gas and oil. Now, this has to do with the fact that Israel is currently drilling in waters claimed by Lebanon, and trying to face them down with military force. And Lebanon is saying, no, that's our oil and gas. And Israel is saying, eh, you know, maps, schmaps. And Hezbollah is saying that Israel may steal the oil and gas, but they're never going to get it to market. So we'll see what's going to happen on that one. Meanwhile, word is coming on out that Russia is developing a new laser system in the Greater Caucasus Mountains range that's designed to disable foreign satellites passing over Russian territory. Now, rather than blow the satellites into pieces, which would cause all kinds of danger in low Earth orbit, this laser is simply designed to blind all the sensors on the satellite. So the satellite will continue in its known predicted orbit. It will just be very useless here. Talking about the economic news here, U.S. workers have effectively lost $3,400 in annual wages due to Biden's inflation crushing the middle class. And we know the middle class have been a target. Every totalitarian government always gets rid of the middle class because it's from the middle class that opposition to oligarchy arises. That was certainly true in the American Revolution. It was true in the French Revolution. And totalitarian societies like the Soviet Union, they get rid of the middle class and they keep everybody poor and helpless. The inflation monster that our leaders have created is eating away at our standard of living. And I'm sure you're already seeing it. You're not able to get the same quality or quantity of products you used to be. You're having to take shortcuts. You're having to do without certain things. And we're being driven down into third world poverty so that we can have the new world order. And it's hitting the stock market as well. Stocks are tumbling as the new inflation numbers came in higher than had been expected here. And even Biden is now admitting that the current inflation report is unacceptably high. And then he goes on out, with excuses. It's Putin's fault. It's Trump's fault. It's, the fault of the dog and, typical Biden behavior here. And the Biden economy is now so bad, Americans are making jokes about it, because that's how they deal with their stress and tension. And I saw somebody the other day won the lottery, and they said, "What are you going to do with all that money?" He said, "I'm going to buy a pound of beef, a gallon of gas, and the rest is going to go for taxes." So anyway, story coming on out of womensystems.com. America will not allow this to go on for much longer. This is coming from former President Trump responding to the 9.1% inflation, which is among the highest of the industrialized nations. And this is the highest inflation since 1981. We're in bad trouble. So Trump released a statement saying inflation just hit another 40-year high, which is terrible for our country. Fuel prices are up 60%. Airfare is up 34%. Eggs are up 33%. How can people survive this? How can businesses survive this? Our country is so weak right now because the radical left Democrats have no clue what they are doing. Can't argue with that one there, Don. All they want to do is get Trump, and they're willing to destroy our nation to do it. America will not allow this to go on for much longer. And then, of course, he says, vote for America first in the coming midterm elections, if we even have elections at this point. I think the Democrats, realizing they're probably going to get clobbered, will find some excuse to pull the plug. Oh, there's a new COVID pandemic. You all got to stay home. Don't worry, we'll vote for you. Biden's economic advisor, Brian Deese, following the inflation report, says, well, this is a time where there should be more new spending bills. This is like, your house is on fire, so let's pour some gasoline on there. But Brian Deese is out there saying now is the perfect time for the government to spend more money. Well, Brian, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but when you start throwing more money into the economy, it's going to make inflation worse. Do these people in Washington, D.C., ever actually study things like economics? And yeah, I know economics is kind of boring, or at least I thought it was. But still, they're twerking on their heads. They're, doing it's. We've got to do better for leadership. We really do. We need to go back to the idea of a meritocracy. I want the best qualified people running this country because the people we've got right now are running it into the ground. All righty. Now, more and more people are starting to lift their eyebrows over the fact that Biden has been sending huge amounts of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to foreign countries. Much of it went to Europe to try and deal with the dwindling supply coming from Russia. Some of it went to China. And a lot of people are saying, why did that happen? What was the thinking and the rationale behind that? And So there's talk about investigations into what happened. And all the oil and gas that Biden is sending to Europe is not going to be enough, because ministers from Germany and Austria have now come on out and stated there is no alternative to ending dependency on Russian oil. They're basically saying they need that Russian oil and gas. They can't live without it. And so Russia has Europe by the economic short hairs, and that means European support for Biden's wars is likely to implode in the very, very near future, as well it should. I would rather Biden be disappointed than risk a nuclear confrontation across the globe. And I was actually watching a documentary earlier today about the bombing of Hiroshima. And we don't want to live through that again. Trust me. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news. And interestingly enough, it turns out back in 2015, The WWF and the Center for American Progress basically staged a simulation of a global food chain crisis, and they called it food chain reaction. And looking at what's going on now with all these food processing plants burning down and you know, fertilizer shortages and everything, it starts to look like, yeah, somebody was planning for this to happen all along. We were talking yesterday about this article that had been out there from the United Nations about the benefits of world hunger, and they've taken the article down now and said it was just satire, really. You know, it's at the UN. We're just a bunch of jokers. And, you know, about how hungry people are easier to control and extract more labor from. Another article, this one coming out of the Lost Sense blogspot. Farmers are coming out saying they have been told to quit farming. They're being forced to dump milk, kill chickens, and basically plow vegetable crops under. And, you know, that's, again, you know, we're looking at food shortages, and it does seem to be engineered. Over in Great Britain, elderly farmers are being offered a lump sum payment to quit farming. And it's called the Golden Handshake, and it's being justified saying that Britain wants to lure new, younger entrepreneurial farmers to enter the sector as land becomes available. And you know, maybe not, but again, we need all of our farmers working right now. There's a lot of hunger in the world, and there's a lot more on the way, and it does seem like government is headed in the wrong direction, at least from the point of view of ordinary people like you and I. Now, a little bit of good news. Kiev and Moscow have sorted out the mess on grain exports coming out of Ukraine, because even Russia understands that grain needs to get out to the world to deal with the growing food crisis here. And so they have established a joint coordination center on grain exports in Istanbul that will include representatives from all parties. And they're going to have a meeting and basically get things set up so that the cargo ships can come and go without interference. Meanwhile, over at crypto lender Celsius, they are now filing for bankruptcy, and the depositors are very, very upset that they may not ever see their money again. And yeah, I've never really been sure about crypto. I didn't get into it all that much. But, you know, I call me old-fashioned, and I am an old guy here. I think, you know, your money ought to have a commodity base, preferably gold or silver, maybe electricity. All right, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. in short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this possum parabellum.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.